telling him the time, it told him the status of the battle mech he stood next to. Power cells almost completely drained, and no viable geothermal source within miles. He sighed and pressed his thumb to the open face, and the cockpit hatch above closed noisily, its hinges grinding and squeaking in the evening air. When he heard the locks engage, he double-checked the watch, turned to face the direction it indicated was his best hope, and set out across the barren ground that looked to be his only companion for the next several hours. "Back soon," he whispered into the wind, a cautious wind, and glanced one last time over his shoulder at the machine that was his transportation and his home. "Hold steady." 2. The chill hit him as soon as the sun dipped below the horizon, lighting up the Coriolis Mountains like a set of shadowed dragon's teeth. Clay stopped and took a look at the mountains, an angry frown deepening the crags and fissures that already made up his weathered face. He took off his hat, wiped the sweat from his brow, and flipped off the mountains. He had wasted most of his mech's power clambering over the sons of bitches, due to the fact that one side or the other that was fighting the never-ending range skirmishes had destroyed the public pass. He had watched stranded families in their cheap roller wagons and truckers in their long-haul rollers just stand there and stare at the wall of rocks and boulders that blocked them from getting through. He had watched them glare as he set his mech about climbing the wall. Having a 50-foot battle mech with fully articulated limbs came in handy sometimes. Most times it just drew attention, the wrong attention, and was a pain in his ass. But not at that moment. At that moment, it had done what it was designed to do and kept moving, following a course that had been plotted in its navigational system decades before. But the Coriolis were not a forgiving range, even for the battle mech. They drained Clay's machine almost dry and offered no chance at a quick drill for geothermal energy to top off the power cells. Clay flipped them off again, put his hat back on as he felt the night's chill start to creep down from the sky, pushing back the heat that radiated up from the sun-baked rocks and dirt, and got back to walking. His boots didn't make a sound, their leather well cared for and worn soft by years of heavy use. The soles of the boots were hard and as unforgiving as the landscape around them, but the insides were soft and padded, used to hard work and long hours. As the last light winked out behind Clay, he came to a small ridge and was shocked at the sight that lay below him. He had to blink a few times to make sure he wasn't hallucinating, a common occurrence for travelers out in the hard lands of northeast Mexicali. He withdrew his pocket watch again and clicked it open, confirming with the embedded scanners that he was indeed seeing what he thought he was seeing. It wasn't the valley of hemp that surprised him, even though it was a massive field that waved in the wind for as far as his eyes could see. But hemp was everywhere. It was the lifeblood of Mexicali life, offering itself up for fiber, food, and fuel. A pang of exasperation blinked in and out as he thought how easy his life would be if his mech could run on hemp diesel. But there were only two things that would power his machine, and what he stared at, the truly surprising sight, held the key to one of them. Not that he expected it to yield much. Nothing out in a desert range like the one he found himself in ever did. Just a ghostly tease of hope is all. Still, it was surprising to see one so intact. Clay shook off his surprise and chose his path down the dark ridge carefully, not wanting to take a hard spill and end up dying of a broken leg in the middle of nowhere. Although the sight before him, the cultivated hemp and the cracked tower, told him he wasn't as deep into nowhere as he had thought when he parked his mech and told Gibbons to hold steady. His right foot sank into the soft earth of the valley floor, and Clay paused. He knelt slowly, his eyes studying the rows and rows of hemp as his left hand dug into the earth. Soft